Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heidi, this is going to rock your world.
Oh,
and
snap.
It could be great news for a lot of us out there.
Woohoo!
There is a new analysis of the studies that exist on eating red meat and processed meats that says we've been told a possible lie over these years.
Oh, yeah. Yes, again.
I saw that.
They said that even though some observational studies have found that people who consume less red and processed meats over time have lower rates of heart disease and death from certain cancers, including colorectal cancer, that the studies don't have a very high level of evidence. They're not considered high-quality evidence. And the authors of this new analysis said that they should be using a system known as GRADE, G-R-A-D-E, which basically depends on randomized controlled trial studies, which is what they use for things like new drugs. And that means some people are given the new drug, some people aren't. They have what's called a control in place. That's the people who aren't given this thing. And they compare the two. Observational studies, which is what most of these eating things, don't take into account a lot of factors. Like maybe people that don't eat a lot of red meat and processed meat also do something else we don't know about, like exercise more. Maybe they do something else that is giving them that longer life, and it's not the red meat or processed meat at all.
Or genetics, maybe.
It could be genetics. It could be any number of things that, because it's basically using correlation, and correlation doesn't always equal causation. So just because something is correlated together doesn't mean that thing causes it.
You know, your teachers have got to be really proud of you for calling up all this information that some of us have just, oh, I hadn't thought of that in ages.
I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, he's saying that you can't trust some of these tests because they're not all fair.
Of course not. And you know what? And probably back in the day, the chicken industry conducted the tests that said red meat was bad for you.
You know what? I don't even worry about this stuff.
I
look at my own research of, like, my grandparents and what they had to eat. And what they, like their diet and what they had, which was like, you know, basically the food you get at Cracker Barrel. And they lived a long time and were happy.
Yes. My mom's in her 70s. She still gets up and cooks eggs, bacon, pancakes, and sometimes sausage, gravy, biscuits. I mean, just she still cooks homemade meals all the time.
I like to call to our attention some of those stories that you see, you know, ever so often where the lady's 112 years old and that she eats bacon every day.
And drinks bourbon, huh?
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if those are good studies either.
Well, that's my own personal study.
That's kind of their point, is that these studies are observational. They don't have a group of people who didn't do these things or that did do the other thing. So it really could be something else in their life that's causing it, not necessarily the fact they didn't eat red meat or processed meat. Now, it makes logical sense after you see these studies to maybe try to cut back on those things or at least do them in moderation. But they're saying, hey, if we're being honest in the scientific community, those aren't the best studies in the world, and we know they're flawed. So this big push we've got to stop people from eating red meat and processed meat isn't warranted by the evidence that we have.
I think part of my favorite, I guess, stuff that's happened over the years, Tom, is the fact that you convinced Heidi to eat red meat. You hounded her for years to eat red meat.
Well,
meat.
I just kept showing her what was wrong with her theories.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, finally, you hounded her enough, she tried it, and she liked it and lost weight by eating red meat.
I added extra protein. I don't necessarily eat a lot of red meat now.
You don't?
I'm still working on that.
Okay. You got some more work to do.
I got her to meat. Yeah. Now I'm working on red meat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, after this study, I'm going to buy potted meat when I leave here and eat a can of it because apparently it's not bad.
It's red. It's pinkish.
It's pinkish.
It's
processed, Hog. That's the point.
I am surprised they said processed meat, too.
I was, too, because that seems like that one's got a little more evidence against it.
All the
nitrates and crap in it. But
apparently not.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying that's that. Yeah, some people who eat less of those live longer, but we don't know if it's because they're eating less of those or if because
exercise.
People who eat less of that also do other things. Maybe they work out more.
Well, if I'm going to eat processed meat, I'm going to eat the healthy kind.
Which would not be potted meat.
No, not the potted meat. The olive loaf, because it has the vegetables in there.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
You know, they should have low-fat potted meat. Like a healthier version, low sodium potted meat.
I thought y'all would maybe go for some steaks out of all this.
How often do you eat steaks?
A lot.
I eat chicken most of the time.
Okay.
I rarely eat steak.
The other white meat.
And look, I'm pretty healthy.
I'm going for the red meats. The red meats, like bologna, is red.
Oh.
Or pinkish. Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink counts, Og.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then you got ham. Ham, pinkish.
Mm.
Yeah, reddish.
Bacon's
yeah.
brownish, but I think it counts.
I'll go with brown every time.
Mm. I don't know, though. They say pork's the other white meat.
Yeah, the other
I'm confused. I'm going to have to do more studies.
Yeah, more research here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.